I like to think of it as unique, sort of like a symbolic, eclectic art, what I try to do. This one I like, this one's actually 3D, because what I try to do is get a style of art that draws people in, because a lot of times you'll paint something or you'll do a piece of art and people look at it and say, oh, that's nice. What I like to do is, like, people look at it and it draws them in. So a lot of times it's like they like to touch it. That's why this one is, like they mentioned, you gotta look at it with 3D glasses. So that usually, you know, is something unique where it's more, instead of basic, like, two-dimensional painting, it's three. A lot of people try to do it with different objects, which I do more like a collage, a physical collage, like you see the gears, which is a new style of art called steampunk. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I haven't.
Well, Google it. It's steampunk art. So that's where the gears are. And I always put, there's certain things I always put in my art. Stamps, a whole nother thing. And, well, you know, stencil words, overlapping words. I have words that are hidden in there. So the type of art, what I like to do is, like, if somebody had that, after a while, another person will come and they'll see something. Because it's like, it's almost like color. There's a concept of color. Like, both of us will look at a color and you say you're seeing blue. I say I'm seeing blue. But there's a philosophy behind that is, are we both seeing the same color that we identify as blue? It might be your blue is my red. But since there's always, but anyway, so it's that whole idea of, I have stuff that's written backwards, you know, from right to left instead of left to right. That's a little bit of Da Vinci type thing. So I have, like I said, different things that people look at it, and after a while, so sometimes it's a thing, what I try to do, if somebody's looking at a painting, let's say they buy a piece and it's in their house and they just happen to be looking in the mirror and they'll see something that they didn't see, you know, looking straight at it.
So I'm looking, for example, at your Scrabble tiles at the top of this, and yeah, I see the word man.
No, well, actually, those aren't Scrabble tiles. That's the periodic timetable. And what it does, it's, I just use the word Westpac and then Nam. Westpac was, I'm a Vietnam veteran, Westpac was when you went to Vietnam, when you got your orders, it was Westpac, Western Pacific, and then Nam, N-A-M. But those are actually the symbols for the periodic timetable, you know, for different nitrogen and ammonia. And so I just use that for that. But I've used Scrabble tiles before, and I do use them, so there's different things. This is like a P-38, one of the other one that you interviewed, that's a C-Rat opener, only another military guy, he noticed it, so that was a thing. And I have stuff people will look at, like that's a helicopter. After a while, you look at it, some of the, that is, like, these are the things, the standing, we hold these truths to be self-evident, and when in the course of human events, and this is backwards, it's E Pluribus Unum, which is on the coin, so I have a lot of symbolism. Some of the things I have, like these, the three silhouettes that represent three of my friends that got killed in Vietnam, James Hamburg, Don Henson, and Julio Malave. So that's like a little commemoration to them. But yeah, there's like USA backwards and stuff. So there's a lot of little symbolism. Some of it is personal. Some of it that only vets would catch on to. So just, yeah. That's it.
And I'm wondering about when you say Google steampunk, which I certainly will, but our listeners listening right now may not know what that is either.
Yeah. Steampunk, it's a style, and it includes clothing, a point of view, and it's supposed to be, it's like an alternate culture. Instead of us, instead of electricity being the main source of power, if it was steam. So they have like guns made out of steam. If you Google it and you go online, all kinds of stuff comes out. But gears is the main thing, because it's sort of that, it's sort of like a throwback to the Victorian age, the Industrial Revolution. There's a lot of movies, a lot of people that have seen the newer version of the TV series, The Wild Wild West with Will Smith. That has a lot of punk in it. You sort of see it and it doesn't register, but if somebody says, oh, this is steampunk, then you start, it's like, they call it a cognitive dissonance. Like, if you're going to buy a Volkswagen, all of a sudden you see Volkswagens all over the place. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea of, you know what steampunk is, all of a sudden you start recognizing it all over.
I feel like I would see a different thing every time I look at your work. I'm looking at the three men at the bottom.
Yeah, well, that's the statue, the commemorating, the memorial in Washington, D.C. to the Vietnam veterans. So that's what those, and again, it's the three. I have a lot of threes in there, some personal stuff that's three, but it's those three. This is a commemoration to Robert F. Kennedy. That was the one, the whole idea of this, ask not, because, you know, I'm from the 60s, so one of the things was, at least for me, was the president. You know, the whole idea of Camelot, and that's not what your country can do for you, that's what you can do for your country. So the whole idea of Kennedy, and then, right, that's, you know, that's when he was getting off the plane in Dallas, which he was assassinated there, and that was, it took us in a whole different direction. Another one is, like, up there in the stamps, General MacArthur, who Kennedy went to MacArthur and asked them about Vietnam, and MacArthur says, do not get involved in a land war in Asia. But he was assassinated. And I don't know if a lot of people know that, a lot of the listeners, that one of the platforms for his re-election would have been to pull us out of Vietnam, which a lot of people don't know. But, you know, after that, you know, the whole idea of the vast industrial complex took over. So, you know, it took us in a whole nother direction to, you know, who knows what history would have been in the United States would have been if we had pulled out early on out of Vietnam. But, you know, that's a whole nother.
That is. You and I remember President Nixon, of course, and that image of the Viet Cong guy.
Yes.
That horrific image of him actually being shot point blank.
Well, people don't realize, you know, they see that, and that's horrible. He was actually a communist terrorist. He had killed his sister-in-law and the whole family. So this was almost like a vendetta, you know, it was like, I mean, it doesn't justify it, but it wasn't just a political act. It was like a personal, you know, like a blood vengeance. You know, he had done something. But there's another one that's hidden. If you look over here, this looks like a blotch, but that's that picture where they napalmed. And the little girl is running and had burned the clothes. Yeah, that's in there. So you have to look close. So I have a lot of images like that in there.